This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last two visits, we've studied what John says about eternal life in his first epistle. God wants us to know that we have eternal life if we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Once we've taken this step of faith, God wants us to live for His glory. John 2:6 says, "Whoever claims to live in Him must walk as Jesus did." What does that involve? In 1:3, John says that he proclaimed this message so that his readers may have fellowship with him and other believers. This fellowship would also include fellowship with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. In verse 4, he says, he also wrote this epistle to make his joy complete. The marginal reference indicates that this could be translated to make your joy complete. When we are instrumental in helping someone experience spiritual fellowship, it brings joy to both the helper and the helped. Chapter 2, verse 1 says further, "My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin." God wants us to be victorious over sin in our daily walk, but He realizes we are prone to stumble in sin. So John promises, if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He can speak in our defense because He has provided the way for our forgiveness. Verse 2 says, "He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world." Another reason he wrote them was to warn them about those who were trying to lead them astray. Yes, it's a challenge to walk as Christ walked, but by the promise and power of God, you and I can do it.